From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. This spring, Florida students will take a brand new test tied to the state's new math, reading, and writing standards. This is the test that replaces the FCAT, and it will be online. What's on the test won't be the only thing different about the exam. Students will also find new types of questions. WLRN State Impact Florida reporter John O'Connor gathered your questions about the new exam from our Public Insight Network. Here's what you wanted to know and what it'll mean for students and schools.
Starting in March, this is what the new test will sound like.
Diwali is about doing good deeds.
Apparently, stores actually call it the pink aisle.
International Astronomical Union demoted Pluto.
These are clips from audio questions posted to the Florida Department of Education's website. The new exam is called the Florida Standards Assessment, and it'll test students in math, reading, and writing between 3rd and 11th grades. Bill Yunkin from Miami Beach is wondering about the fact that the exam's online.
My questions are, will there be a paper and pencil alternative? What types of questions will it contain? How long will it take to administer?
Last year, Florida students took 3.8 million tests using computers. The new test is longer than the FCAT exams being replaced, but not as long as tests other states have adopted. And every student in 4th through 11th grade will now take a writing test each year. The new exam will be more interactive. Some questions ask students to move items around, sorting correct answers from those that are wrong. Others ask students to choose the correct answer from drop-down menus or fill in the blanks in math problems. Yunkin worries scoring well on the Florida Standards Assessment could depend more on a student's computer skills than on what they learned in school. Education Commissioner Pam Stewart doesn't share that concern.
Are we actually testing their writing, or are we then testing their computer skills? I would suggest to you that the answer to that really is we need to be doing both.
Third and fourth graders will use pencil and paper for their math and reading tests. But Stewart compromised with educators on the new writing test. Students will take a pencil and paper version through seventh grade this year. But that's it. Next year, computers are it.
Hello, my name is Mark Eckert, and I live in Sunrise, Florida. My question is, has this test been field tested?
Field testing is a way to verify whether a test measures what it's intended to measure. Field testing is a big concern for teachers, administrators, and parents. Usually, test makers give prototypes to the same students who will eventually take the new exam. But when Florida chose the American Institutes for Research to produce the Florida Standards Assessment, the state was short on time. So AIR, as it's known, is using questions from Utah's statewide exam.
Those items were field tested in Utah.
Vince Verges is in charge of testing decisions for the Florida Department of Education. Miami-Dade Superintendent Alberto Carvalho and other critics say trying out questions on Utah's mostly white students won't work for Florida. There are more low-income students here, and a higher percentage of Hispanic and black students. Verges says test makers account for those demographic differences when they analyze the test questions. Items for the writing exam will be field tested with Florida students this winter, and Florida staff spent 3 weeks in Utah hand-picking some of the reading and math questions.
So we chose the Utah items that best match the standards.
How the questions are chosen is important because the results of the test matter. Every year, Florida issues A through F grades for public schools. The State Board of Education will set the new passing scores over the summer based on the first batch of student scores. So next year's public school grades will be released in the fall of 2015, but those grades won't force any changes at low-rated schools next year. Penalties, like having to replace the principal or teachers, will return in 2016. But students with low scores on the third grade reading exam can still be held back a year, and passing the 10th grade reading exam is still a high school graduation requirement. Teachers will be rated using their students' test scores, which is why Hollywood resident Dan McMurtry has one more question for state leaders about the test.
If the legislators and governor are so confident about how good this test is for education, why don't they take the 7th grade test?
McMurtry wants to compare lawmakers' scores with 7th grade teachers to see who does better. With State Impact Florida, I'm John O'Connor.
You can hear State Impact Florida stories every Monday on WLRN. Check out the State Impact Florida website to see some examples from the new test. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.